But I was very fortunate. I ring you this week. I boarded, and well, I wasn't poverty stricken. You know, I could have conveniences and things like that. Well, I boarded from Monday to Friday in school uptown, and so I ring. They didn't get, but I could see how they would sometimes. I'd see children coming from the country this way and some coming from that way, and they'd run out and get all the fruit and things I had. And you know, when I got a little older, I told myself, let's don't have that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't let them do it. Mm-hmm. I told them, I said, now I know enough about the country, and oh, they're all right. But they bring that fruit to give to some of their little classmates. Mm-hmm. And it isn't right for you all to go out there and take it away from them. And so I said, I kind of kept up, looked after this country too.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you.
Yeah, I just tell them, I said, now that isn't right. You all know it isn't right. Mm-hmm. And they didn't get asked for. I felt like I was as good as they would.
Sure.
All right. So I just didn't have to take anything mm-hmm. like that. And it wasn't nothing but perfectly right for me to tell them about it. And I'd see children come, we'd have them walk them 2-3 miles and brought a stalk of cane and some apples or something. And they'd meet way down there. And so I just got to where I just decided I was going to say something about it. Mm-hmm. And I told myself, you all know that isn't right.
What do you call, let's see, how do you normally refer to people whose skin is brown or black?
A mulatto.
And what about, well, just ordinarily you say, she's not a white person, she's a...
A negro.
Fine. Mm-hmm. And let's see, how do you normally refer to people whose skin is the color of ours? What do you call us?
White.
Okay, fine. If a white person got mad with a colored person, what might he call them?
Oh, I don't know. Now, I've always, the niggers, I've been used to niggers on the farm all my life. Mm-hmm. And we've always had one flock and had several niggers all the time. And all my life, you know, when I was out there. And I just loved them, but then, we always were respectful in everything. Mm-hmm. And my father, they were provided for and everything. We never had any trouble with the niggers. And that's when I said, but they went ahead and worked. They didn't try to come to get ahead of anything. Mm-hmm. So, but now.
Well, if a colored person got mad with a white person, what might he call him behind his back? Do you have any idea?
White cracker or something?
No, I don't know. I think he'd say something worse than that.
Might do it behind his back, yeah.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. Just no
white. White trash, something.
White trash, yeah, about that.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You'd say the man got awfully...
Riled.
Oh, yes, he got mad about that. Yeah.
Suppose you've been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
fagged out. That's the word I have. I don't
that's
know.
That's fine.
Uh-huh. I'm just really fagged out.
The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he...
Would he misbehaved?
No, ma'am.
No, it's Mama called it sick.
Oh. The little, she sent the nurse sent him home.
Because?
He was sick.
Fine.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If a person has a sort of sick feeling from eating green apples or something like that, you say he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
Okay.
His stomach.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom? Do you have a word for that?